Presiding Judge Joan Donahue of the UN's International Court of Justice at The Hague in the Netherlands announced the court's decision.
The court concludes that, prima facie, it has jurisdiction, pursuant to Article 9 of the Convention, to entertain the case. Given this conclusion, the court considers that it cannot accede to Israel's request that the case be removed from the general list.
South Africa originally brought the case to the UN's International Court of Justice last month and had asked the court to order Israel to halt its operations. While the ruling stopped short of that and is not in itself a decision on whether Israel has committed genocide, it nonetheless amounted to an overwhelming rebuke of Israel's wartime conduct. It adds to mounting international pressure to halt the offensive that has killed more than 26,000 Palestinians, decimated vast swaths of Gaza, and driven nearly 85% of the territory's 2.3 million people from their homes. Donahue said the court was deeply concerned by the situation in Gaza.
Israel launched a large-scale military operation in Gaza by land, air, and sea, which is causing massive civilian casualties, extensive destruction of civilian infrastructure, and the displacement of the overwhelming majority of the population in Gaza. The court is acutely aware of the extent of the human tragedy that is unfolding in the region and is deeply concerned about the continuing loss of life.
The court ordered six so-called provisional measures to protect Palestinians in Gaza. The provisions called on Israel to prevent all acts of genocide in Gaza, ensure that its military refrains from committing acts of genocide, prevent and punish incitement to commit genocide against Palestinians, facilitate humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip, prevent the destruction of evidence in regards to the genocide charges, and submit a report to the court within 1 month on what measures have been taken to meet the court's requirements. The measures were approved by an overwhelming majority of at least 15 of the 17-judge panel. An Israeli judge voted in favor of two of the six provisions. Donahue read out the first of the provisions.
The State of Israel shall, in accordance with its obligations under the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide, in relation to the Palestinians in Gaza, take all measures within its power to prevent the commission of all acts within the scope of Article 2 of the Convention.
Provisional measures by the World Court are legally binding, but it is not clear if Israel will comply with them. After the ruling, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dismissed the charges and vowed to press ahead with the war.
The charge of genocide leveled against Israel is not only false, it's outrageous, and decent people everywhere should reject it. On the eve of the International Holocaust Remembrance Day, I again pledge as Israel's Prime Minister, never again. Israel will continue to defend itself against Hamas, a genocidal terror organization.
The court's decision is only an interim one. It could take years for the full case brought by South Africa to be considered. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.